Love Island is a British reality TV show. Guys, get on my level.
Codell?
Not even that, but we got a show today.
I'm Sean.
I'm Michael.
And I'm Connell.
And we've got a show today.
You said that.
He's Sean.
I'm Michael.
I'm...
And we've got a show today.
Is that what they say on the show? Or?
No.
You didn't stress the we that much.
We've got a show. We've got a show today, lads. Because we're talking about Love Island.
Have we got a show today?
Yeah.
We better even fucking do it then.
So, Love Island. I'm sure you're both familiar.
No.
So, Love Island, if you don't know, is a... I don't know if there's an American version. Probably very soon.
I'm pretty sure they just watched the...
Yeah, I think there is like
there is.
A kind of like there is a American.
Is that Love Hotel or some shit?
Yeah, it's not actually called Love Island, but apparently it's not as good. But we're not talking about the shitty American version. We're talking about the British version.
Yeah.
The opposite of Attack Attack.
Yeah.
We're not talking about the shitty American version.
The one with that exclamation mark. We're talking about Love Island.
We're talking about Love Island without an exclamation.
No, Love Island.
Yes, we're talking about Love Island, specifically Season 5, because it's the one I have the most experience with.
There is one in US, yes.
Yes. But, yeah, it's, for those who don't know, it's a show where they put a bunch of just mad attractive people on a luxury island in Spain.
Is it the Isle of Fernando?
I don't know. Possibly.
The crossover.
And they just really encourage them to fuck. And that's the whole premise.
So porn.
Hold up. They fuck?
It's kind of gay.
Where's the love in that, huh?
Why isn't it passionate Love Island?
Why is it not making... It's making Love Island.
Why is it Fuck Island?
Why isn't it...
Because they can't make a show called Fuck Island.
Why not?
No, actually, you got me there.
Why isn't it called Consensual Island?
It is consensual, the fucking...
All of them?
Yeah.
Okay, so...
I'm pretty sure if someone was not consensual, there'd be
the camera roll.
Yeah, there'd be a huge scandal about...
Think of the views, though.
No! Don't think
so, okay, so what if attractive people and love... Ooh.
Surrounded by water.
What if sand, but water around it. Ooh.
I got here late and I feel like I've already missed out on this inside joke.
Okay, so they've scientifically enhanced monkeys to have like human like level IQ levels, but now all he does is write for Black Mirror. Okay, so what if zoo but human in cage and an animal outside? Ooh. Okay,
wait a minute. Did you guys come up with this? This is way too original and funny to be your own joke.
Okay.
What if joke, but original? Ooh.
It's like the thing last week we said about what if Joker, but bad? Ooh.
Ooh. What if Joker, but maybe did not happen? Ooh. Maybe Owen Head? Mm. Ooh.
What if Love, but Island? Ooh.
Maybe he have nightmare, but nightmare is real. Ooh.
Did they also write Jumanji?
Ooh.
What if video game but... Ooh,
but real.
Scary.
What if video game but rock?
Ooh. What if woman but Jack Black?
Okay, yeah. So Love
what
Island.
What if Jack Black wants to fuck Nick Jonas? Ooh.
Yes, Love Island. Have you seen any of it?
No.
Do you know anything about it?
Do you want to know a fun fact?
Well,
you're going to hate me for this shit.
You could have been on it.
You're going to hate me for this shit because it's just bringing it back to... Oh, it's Sean talking about wrestling. There's a wrestler who's been on Love Island.
Oh, I hate
He's
you
like
for this
series
shit.
One, two, or three.
Who was it?
Who was it?
Adam Maxted.
Nay.
How far did he go?
I can't remember. Oh, I just know he's been on Love Island because it's always on the posters. From ITV's Love Island, so, Adam Flex Maxted.
So Love Island is the peak of his fame?
No, because he's big, he's huge.
Yeah, he's on a diet, come on.
It is strange how like more famous people get after they've been on Love Island. You'd think it would be the peak of their fame, but it's not. But
name some famous people from Love Island.
Well, I just think of them because I know them now, but you know, they're probably not famous. Tommy Fury is one.
Yeah, but he wasn't. He was famous before.
True,
who the hell is he?
He's Tyson Fury's
brother. He's a boxer.
Yeah. Is there not the thing of the recent series where some girl's trying to kiss him and he's like pure ducking and weaving out of the way?
Yeah, okay, so we're going to talk about season 5. Season 5 is the one with Tommy Fury in it.
The recent one. There's only been 5?
Yeah.
Mate, it feels like there's been hundreds.
No, yeah, there's going to be 2 per year starting next year.
Yeah, there's not a winter one.
Yeah, there's going to be a winter one in South Africa, I think.
No, have it like Love Island, but winter.
What of Love Island, but jackets.
Yeah. Like, have it, like, them go to Antarctica or some shit, and they have to, like they fucking igloos or something.
Fucking Bear Grylls this shit.
Yeah. I don't know, that'd be fucking interesting, because, like, Love Island as a conceptual thing, it'll get very samey. Oh, people in fucking... Like, imagine you have to find someone attractive without looking at their washboard abs, you know? Give the thick boys a shot, you know?
Give the thick boys a shot.
Yeah, give girls
well,
who
it's
maybe...
It's funny you say that, because Curtis, who is in the season I'm talking about, is fat as fuck.
Is he though?
I mean, he's not.
No, yeah, okay, stop.
But he's a bit of a chubster.
No, that's just harsh, mate.
Mate, he's probably a large. Advantage.
No, if you'd found out what he did, you would be much harsher towards him.
Did he kill somebody?
He's an art thief.
He's a renowned international art thief.
He's a comedian, but he steals other people's jokes.
Ooh. Fuck you, Curtis.
Yeah, no, like, imagine a Love Island series where it's not based on all body image, but it's more about the personality getting across.
That's shite.
But that's the genius of Love Island, is that... Okay, so remember when I talked about... I'm sure I said this analogy already, where I was like...
Hell's Kitchen.
Terrace House.
Yeah. Oh.
Is a very refined reality show, you know? It's very... There's no interference, there's no... They just film people that are living together and just let it play out. And sometimes it can be a little bit boring, but it's relaxing stuff, and it's very refreshing to watch. Love Island is the opposite of that. They interfere all the goddamn time, and it's great. And I said that if Terrace House is, like, say, the Get Out of horror, like, if we're talking about horror movies, Terrace House
Love
is Get Out.
Us.
No, Terrace House is Get Out, because it's new, it's interesting, it's got something to say. Love Island.
It's like Nightmare on Elm Street 4.
Yeah, Dream Warriors.
Hey, that's a good one.
No, yeah, exactly. But it's...
So what I've... Like, because I know that Noel and Cody are mad into Love Island.
Yeah.
On their podcast, they're always talking about it. But they say that in comparison to, like, American reality shows like The Bachelor, it's not as interferal. In which, like, just someone will say something about someone and, like, someone will be like, what? What's that? What are you fucking saying?
Yeah, well, I think the biggest... interference that Love Island does is that just say for instance there is a prize at the end of Love Island so you can win 50 grand but you have
and to... some sweet nookie nookie
yeah and some sweet clunge but
wow everyone just dried up there
yeah so yeah
I just threw a wet listening. Oh fuck it's Monday
Gorilla's writing
it's
Black
Monday,
Mirror
it's Monday boys stick it on oh.
Yeah so you can win 50 grand at the end of Love Island but you have to be in a couple.
That's not even that much.
No it isn't.
Fucking hell.
Yeah so you can win 50 grand at the end of Love Island but you must be in a couple to win it and at the end of Love Island they ask the couple individually, each person in the couple, do you want to share the money with your partner, e.g. this was for love and you don't really care about the money, or do you want to take the money?
Yeah.
And
then is it the meme of, like, if one of them decides to take it and the other one doesn't, then the person who takes it takes it?
Yes, and if they both decide to take the money, no one gets it.
Yeah.
Although they switched it up for the 5th season, I believe. Oh, yeah.
That was like Golden Balls, wasn't it?
They had, like, envelopes.
It was a TV show.
Yeah, I know, but...
Yeah. But, yeah, so the main way they interfere in Love Island is that just say, for instance, people start pairing up naturally. You're in a close space with members of the opposite sex. It happens. But every time everything seems like it's calming down a bit, the Love Island producers go, nope, two more members, and just add people to the house, and it always, always fucks shit up. All the goddamn...
Is it manufactured, or...?
No, like, it's just because the people haven't been in relationships for very long, it's so easy to...
Ooh, that's a new person.
Yes, as the show's turn of phrase is, get your head turned. That's what the way they describe it. And... Sean?
Do you want to share the rest of the class?
You want to share what you got on your phone there?
It's a funny yellow dog. Quoting some Young Thug. Whichever Young Thug song, you can decide.
Let's just say it's verse 3.
So yeah, that's the reason I like it. Because they have challenges. But the challenges don't ever really lead to anything. They're mostly just ways to get the couples to fight.
Or fuck.
And to touch spiders.
Yeah, well, there's no spiders. But
and then Gino DeCampo wins.
Yes. Well, one of the challenges that's a big one is that they show the couple's headlines of newspapers while they're
Whoa!
No, but yeah, it just starts shit. It just always starts shit. Because all the headlines are like, this member's best friend says that he's not that into this person. And it always starts drama. It's fucking dumb.
Yeah, the spiders would be funnier.
I mean, honestly, if it gets to 10
they're
seasons...
They're all sleeping there. Spiders in the room.
One spider in the room.
That's like Hunger Games post-apocalyptic shit.
I mean, that's what they do on I'm a Celebrity.
No, they willingly do it. They willingly sign up for that. If they went to Love Island and were like, you're going to spend like 3 months on a luxury island and then you go to bed and spiders are everywhere, you'd be a little bit pissed off.
I mean, you might still get nookie.
So it's worth it.
Oh no, there's a spider. I'm going to have to put my penis in your penis.
For protection.
Oh, the show's very gay as well. Because they're all like alpha males, so they all touch butts and stuff.
Touch tits.
It's gay as shit.
they're all alpha males, so they all have sex with each other and none of the women win.
Yeah.
That's what they were talking about.
Super gay.
They were talking about, this is essentially a podcast quote in a podcast. When it's Noelle and Cody and they're talking about if there was a bisexual on Love Island, everyone's like, oh fuck, is that her music? It's a bisexual!
Oh, it's a bisexual! Yeah, well that's when they play the mobile game.
I eat pussy and suck dick.
Yo! Yeah, there's no bisexuals or gay people or anything, which is surprising.
How do you
think?
Know?
That's true. You got me there.
Maybe yeah. Ian Stroud's
you're right,
one.
I'm a bigot. Wait a minute.
How the fucking left imagine situations to go.
Yeah.
No, you. Oh, fuck. Maybe I am a bigot at the end of the day.
I look in the mirror and I'm just in full Nazi uniform.
What have
Whoa,
I become?
Wait a minute.
What have I become? All I did was want to make a joke involving a person in a wheelchair and now...
Now I'm a full-blown Nazi.
I'm just going to... Cut that. Send it to the newspapers.
Send it to Kieran.
Yeah. Kieran, is this okay?
Yeah, send this bit to Kieran. Are we allowed to say that we're Nazis?
Kieran is essentially our editor-in-chief, isn't he?
No. No, I am.
No, you're our editor.
No, he's a PR guy.
All right.
He's
okay.
HR.
Oh, no, yeah, yeah. No. HR is the person you go to. If,
that's
like,
internal.
Like if you slap that.
PR is external.
Well, actually, that, remember that episode when you were pretending to do spiders on my arms and I was getting really upset, and then Kieran said, "Okay, Connell, can you stop?" Yeah, that is HR. But if I were to like hit you in the face
by the
right
way,
now,
I'm suing you for sexual harassment.
But like, if I were to hit you in the face right now, Connell, you wouldn't be able to do shit.
You could hear it.
Yeah. What are you going to do about it?
Ah, you bastard! Why'd you hit me, Sean?
Yo, he's right, that's evidence. No, he's the editor, so
you can
just, he just cut that.
No!
No, it's not that, but like, if like, you wouldn't be talking if I punched you in the face.
Oh, look at me, I'm Sean.
I'm on the telly sometimes.
I'm a big boy. I'm a big boy with muscles.
My fucking t-shirt off.
Can you stop exposing that I record every episode with my t-shirt off, okay?
They already know.
It's fucking freezing, Sean. Put the fucking t-shirt on.
No, but my nipples are hard as diamonds.
I thought they were on taps.
Oh! Oh, I cut myself on them.
Oh, cut myself on this nipple.
Anyway.
Anyway, Love Island, yeah. So, it's great. It's hard to explain further because the show is just... There's people that are really good on it. Like, it's... You know when you watch Big Brother and
now when
just...
you say really good, as in, do you mean
good
like
at fucking?
Like, as in like on the lawful good, chaotic?
Yes, as in like there's lawful good
as
and there's
nice people,
chaotic evil. Yeah, because like you know when you watch Big Brother, you just look at them and go, oh man, all of these people are just awful people. There's good people on that island. Tommy Fury's a very nice lad. He's a bit thick. He's a bit dumb. But it's part of his
thick.
He's also a bit thick with two C's.
Hey, that's offensive.
Oh yeah, I can't do it anymore. It adds to his charm. He's a lovely guy.
A love violent
lovely
guy.
Boy. Lovely wee boy. Lovely island boy.
Like a racial term.
There's also fucking horrible people on it as well.
Are they Nazis?
Horrible people like Gargamel.
Like
Maleficent. Droog. Well, Droog's a nice guy. He just like...
Droog's a nice guy. He just gets judged a lot, you know, when people first meet him.
He really just sets a tone.
Nah, it's just like, hey, Droog, can you do your dishes? You see, I just don't like it when Droog, you know, he's just...
I like Droog when we're hanging out and just, you know, chilling, but when he actually has to do work, I'm not a fan.
Cut to, like, the fucking, like, face camera Droog just words appear, like, kill him, like, murder your family, and, like, faces, like horrors.
Bop it!
And then back to just, like, the normal stuff, like, okay, man.
Do they have those, like, confessional cam things?
Yes, they do. Oh, yeah. They're not as prevalent as in some places, though, because... I think it's because most...
they want fucking...
Yeah, most of the shit that happens is out in the open. Because, like I said, it's a super enclosed space that they're all in. Like, it's nice. It's a nice place that they live.
Of course it is. It's in fucking Spain.
Yeah, it's in Spain. But, like, there's not a lot of room for privacy. Like, there's...
paper walls.
Yeah, there's
I can
the,
hear you.
The bedroom, the living room, they have, like, an outdoor kitchen and then an outdoor pool area and that's it.
For, like, bedrooms, are they all just sharing?
They all share the same room.
Oh, for fuck's
yeah.
sake. Like Big Brother. So like the banging is like,
yeah,
just like walk in, just like, fucking hey, oh,
but because the whole
making
show
making toast
is like get squirted on.
Because the whole show is focused on banging. One of the rewards for challenges is sometimes you can go
secret
to the hideaway.
Room.
Yeah,
quiet, yeah, it's got a jacuzzi. Done it.
Yeah, it's got a jacuzzi and it's private room and you can fuck in it.
You think anyone's ever given a handjob on Love Island? It's always just like banging under the sheets, and it's
I've seen Tommy Fury very obviously have sex.
Yeah, but like it's always like under the sheets, and it's like The Sims, where all the legs are kicking out and the
pixelated.
Yeah, all that shit. But no one's ever just like pure, just like
got a dick
just got
raw
like,
dog in
just
it.
Like pure eating box in the hot tub, or like just like giving the dude head against like a tree.
Not yet.
Shit.
Is there a prize for like, the most creative fuck?
Ooh. No, but I wish there was. And I think they'll add some of it because, you know, there's...
Just high off the balcony and fuck.
Yeah, the challenges that they do are all based
on
fucking.
I call this one the Michael Jackson.
The challenges they do are all pretty much based on fucking.
Yo, wait, hold up. Okay, balcony above and like balcony underneath. Dude hangs from the balcony, gets head from the girl underneath while he's eating out the fucking... It's like one of those weird porn, like, you know, the adverts on the side where it's all, like, fast-forwarded, and it's like, oh, no, I'm falling off the balcony, and then the girl goes, oh, I can see his... Anyway.
It sounds like
Sean, I've never seen an ad
like
this.
It sounds like the Raid of porn.
Yeah. There's definitely a Raid porn parody, and I am watching it.
It will be brutal.
Yeah.
Just a one take.
I'm gonna fuck you.
It's a dick with the line. That is the Raid, right? I'm thinking of the Raid.
That's Old Boy.
Oh, it's Old Boy where he has the hammer with the line. Yeah. Old Boy porn parody. Dick with the line into the vagina. That's the good shit. But yeah, Love Island. So there's generally nice people, generally not nice people. When they all mix together, it's well good. They have...
That's just reality TV.
I know.
You're going to say they have sex.
They fuck, like, all the time.
This is the most explicit episode I think we've done in.
Yeah, one of the things that their most famous challenges that they do is that they'll say, for instance, okay, all the boys, because every now and then they're like, all the boys go out for, like, to get food for dinner.
And fuck.
All the girls go out to, like, get dresses for
dinner. Where'd you get McDonald's from?
Yeah. Every now and then they always say, all the boys go out, all the girls go out. So they usually go, all the boys go out, and then the girls will get a text.
I've got a text! There's it! There's the one!
Yeah. And they'll be like, okay, so you're gonna, all the girls are gonna go to a different villa with six new lads, and when all the boys come back, there will be six new girls in the old villa.
Yo!
And that really fucks you up.
Literally.
Yeah.
Yeah, one guy thinks he's had a stroke and he's like, forgotten.
Oh!
Yeah.
The boys aren't told that the new girls are going to be there, so they come home all excited, because some of them are in relationships. They all come home excited to see their girlfriends or whatever, and they're just like, hey! Ooh.
Man, it's like us when they have the fucking doppelgangers.
Yeah. What? Where do we have doppelgangers?
Us, the film.
Oh, yeah. I thought you meant us as in the Dry Boys.
We're not a thing.
I got scared for a second.
I mean...
They'll just stab you with scissors. Yeah. Ah! Nah, like, imagine that if they... What they do, instead of, like, just getting, like, just, like, oh, six other women, they get six near-identical looking and make them up to look like, and then you're just like... Something's off. I swear she has a Liverpudlian accent. Scouse accent.
But now she's French.
Yeah. Wants to keep talking about baguettes.
Why are you, mate?
I already said I don't like baguettes.
Stop trying to sell. Oh, I'm still at the shop.
Oh, this is a supermarket.
I'm not going
to. I'm not on Love Island. I'm just on holiday.
That's just a CCTV camera.
Why do you like it? Like, when did this start?
Ah, well, it did start with Cody and Noelle, because I was like, they kept talking about it on the podcast, and I was like, I'm going to have to fucking watch this show, because they talk about it all the goddamn time. So I just bit the bullet, and I watched it, and it's super entertaining. It's trash TV, but like Kieran said when he did The Bachelor, sometimes you just want trash TV. Sometimes you just want some fast food.
But on what level of mannequin who speaks French is Love Island?
Okay, so it's not near that level of ridiculous. However, I once described Love Island as British anime. So I'm shoehorning an anime.
You're such a fucking weeb. You're like, oh, wrestling, it's like anime. Fuck off.
Oh, man, that's like anime. It's fucking Breaking Bad.
Yeah, but you know, like the intricate story arcs and ting, you know?
Characters.
Yeah, I called it British anime because it's just a lot of that.
Anime Roadman.
Yeah.
Yo, when Naruto hit that shit, I thought, boy, thing be going off. Yo, give me the jewel.
Yeah, and it cycles through the people. Bruh. Very well. Bruh. There's a guy like that on the island.
Yo! Yes!
You won't see him because we're watching the first two episodes. He doesn't come until later.
Is he Ovi?
Ovi is pretty cool, but he's not that.
I heard something, some drunk guy was talking about Ovi at a club when he's like asking someone for a cigarette and we didn't have cigarettes, but he's like, yo, you watching Love Island? Like, no. There's this guy Ovi, right? And it's like,
cool.
Yeah, Ovi's like a basketball player and he's very like just goofy and fun and... Because he lived in America for a while, so he's the most American thing in that whole villa. He is British, but he's got a lot of American-isms. And every time...
He hates minorities.
He is a minority.
And wants to build a wall.
There's a bit where he gets with a girl near the end, and the girl's talking to him, and she's like, oh, have you ever seen, you know, Love Actually? He's like, no. You ever seen Training Day?
Yeah. And he's just like, I plead the fifth. Yeah. Yo, I think we should have the right to bear arms.
Ovi actually comes in Casa Amor, which is where they like completely swap
what?
Villas.
Casa
Amor.
Amore.
Casa Amor, yes.
When the moon hits your eye like a violent, episode 3, Casa Amore.
Casa Amor. Yes, so he was one of the few people that like came in at Castle Moor and stayed because some shit happens there.
Yeah, is that not the dude who got kicked off the show?
No, okay, so yeah, I will explain it to you because we won't see it, but there's a character because it feels like it's written, but there's a girl in it called Anna and she's just the worst person ever. So
he decks her.
No, in Castle Moor you get the chance to like, oh, you can either pair up with someone new.
Yo, do they get to being like, they get fucking banished to the Shadow Realm if they don't get fucking...
Yeah, like, if you like... So if the new people don't get picked, they just go home.
They give you a wee ding and you have to pedal your way back.
Yeah, you have to get back to the mainland.
At the end of fucking Evil Aliens where the dude's using the fucking... His neck rest as like a float. Like, ah! I'm blind! And he just has to swim until he reaches the shore. And he realises he doesn't have the tape from the fucking, like, the alien footage with him. And it's just floating out at sea somewhere. Sorry, that's just...
Rum-ham!
It's a really specific B-movie.
Yeah. But yeah, so when you go to Castle Moor, you get the choice to either pair up with someone who's in Castle Moor or stick with the person you're with.
Mm.
And Anna is with someone, but she decides to pair up with Ovi. So Ovi comes back to the normal villa. But then
Anna, the other guy just gets left in the Shadow Realm.
The other guy actually starts flirting with Anna again, and him and Anna get back together. So Ovi is left on his own.
Aww.
But Ovi's such a nice guy, and he gets kept there, and he pairs up with other people, and he's fine. He makes it to the final.
Spoilers.
Yeah, good for him. But yeah, Anna is just the worst because she's just a horrible fucking person. You'll see.
So it's on every day or every week?
It is on every day except Saturday. But I don't think you should do. You should just binge watch it.
Mm.
It's not a. Oh, gotta get home at 9 for Love Island. That's.
Cause I'm not fucking 60.
Yeah, just fucking.
Mate, oh, I'm
get
not...
ITV Hub and I'm just out... watch it when you want.
I'm out that day. We need to tape it.
So yeah, it's just damn entertaining television.
And I know like one of the prizes is that they get like sponsorship or whatever.
Yeah, basically, well,
they turn into influencers
when you become, when you go out. Yeah, you become an influencer. Some people are already influencers.
Hey, buy Heinz ketchup.
Yeah, because Tommy Fury's gotten some mad sponsorships now because he was in it, but he's a lovely guy and he deserves it and I'm happy for him.
Nice.
I'm sure he doesn't care about you.
I'm sure he has no idea that I even exist. He nothings me. But that doesn't change the fact that he's a nice lad. You hear that, Tommy Fury? I know you're listening. I love you.
You fucking dosser.
Your brother's better.
You know he's in the WWE now.
Who, Tyson Fury?
Yeah, he's doing a thing with a guy in the WWE.
Yeah, so any questions?
Why?
Why?
But why though?
But why though? Why do I like it or why does it exist?
But why though?
What makes it stand out from any other like reality show?
Like I said, I think just the producers know exactly what they're doing. And it's all pretty young people on it. Like I said, when you watch something
12.
Like... No. No.
Cuddle Island.
Cooties Island.
That's actually the child's version of I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out Here.
Yeah, but like...
Nice.
Yeah, when you, like I said, when you watch something like Big Brother, it just feels very like, ugh.
These are all cunts?
Yeah, these are all people that are just clearly on here to become famous.
Or that blind guy who got hit by the tennis ball.
Was he blind before he got hit by a tennis ball?
Yeah. Like, people were playing like rounders in the back and he just like, he's just in a pool and he gets hit in the head and he's just like, ow!
I'm concussed!
Yeah, whereas Love Island, there are people that are on it to get famous, but for the majority, it's people who just...
Want to fuck?
Well, to be honest, the main reason they go, I think, is just because they want a holiday.
Fair enough.
Yeah, but like at least they're upfront about it.
What other reality shows do you watch, apart from your cooking ones?
Terrace House, obviously. Other reality... No, pretty much just this one.
So it really captured your imagination.
Yeah, well, all the other ones, like... Especially British ones, because American ones have a certain charm to them. Like, Hell's Kitchen is, baller. But, British ones I always felt a little bit just...
Tame?
Yeah, it's like, I'm a Celebrity, it's just, oh, these people aren't even celebrities, and you can only watch someone eat a kangaroo ball so many times.
Yeah, but then they also had spiders to it.
Yeah, onto the kangaroo ball. Yeah, I don't watch any other reality shows.
Why not?
Just none of them grabbed me. But like I said, most British reality TV shows are just for lack of a better term, they're for old
shit.
People.
Oh.
They're shit, yeah.
Would but you rather reality shows or game shows? Because it's technically like game shows, well.
What? How do you mean?
Well, like, there's a prize, isn't it?
Yeah, true. I mean, I love game shows. I watch game shows all the goddamn time because they're top notch.
I mean, by technicality, all game shows are reality shows.
Yeah, there's all usually a prize at a reality show. What do you get if you win I'm a Celebrity?
Escape.
you get to leave.
Get a job on This Morning.
Pretty much, yeah.
Or Loose Women.
Yeah, whereas this, it feels like more like the modern reality show. It's new.
You get an Instagram following.
Yeah, you know? That's also what you can do. You can stalk all the people on Instagram.
Do you do that?
Maybe. What do you mean?
But they can't
update it.
Not while they're in the island, no. So social media, they don't have their own phones in the island.
How do they live?
Yeah, but they do have phones. They get phones assigned to them. But yeah, they can't use their own Instagram. But after they leave, you can stalk them.
No wonder they fuck.
Also, most of them usually have people do their Instagram for them while they're in there.
I think the show has people do the Instagram for them.
Most likely, yeah.
Because they need to keep that engagement, you know?
Yeah.
What's it? Convergent storytelling.
Yeah.
Narratives.
Yeah.
The TV show plus social media.
Yeah.
Mate, did you see Our Girl Fuck Tonight? Did you like it?
Yo.
Thumb emoji.
Rate her fucking out of 10.
Yo. Our boy Big Mike got his nuts wet tonight.
100?
Fucking pop some F's in the chat.
100 emoji.
100.
Fire.
F's in the chat, guys. F's in the chat.
Let's look, can we get some F's in chat? There are some F's in chat moment.
Damn.
Yeah, for instance, there's one of my favorite... I'm going to call them characters because it's easier. One of my favorite characters is Mora, and she
sounds old.
She's a bit of a firecracker, and she's easily the most attractive person that's in it.
She's the Irish one.
Yeah.
That's subjective.
Yeah, but nope. Objectively, she is the most attractive person.
I think
person.
Big Mike is the most attractive.
Thanks, man.
Who are you?
I'm Big Mike from Love Island.
Oh.
But yeah, so there's a bit where, like, her and her current partner get a chance to go into the hideaway, which is
Sounds like a fucking bunker.
The fucking
room, too.
Yeah.
10 Love Island Lane.
So they get a chance
Go in. Why is there a bucket of just acid here?
That's not acid.
That's for the decontamination. We need to move this into the other room. Oh, here. I thought we were...
Here, take some decontaminated gloves.
Here's your hazmat suit. Don't take it off. Oh God, don't take it off.
Not even to fuck.
There is a hatch for that, and a connective tube.
You're just in the bunk and they hear a... Hello, and it's just like a woman like screaming outside, let me in, let me in, let me in. I can't do that. She tries to open the door, and then the guy comes out like, no!
Yo, Timothy is great.
Yeah, have you seen I Am Mother?
No.
It's fucking sick. It's a great, like, kind of, like, Bolton movie. It's on Netflix. It's amazing.
I know what I'm doing tonight.
Yeah, I'll show you the trailer to it. Cause it's...
Well, I'm on your level, Sean.
So me.
Yeah, there's...
It's like 10 Cloverfield Lane, but better.
Okay, I'll check it out. Yeah, so they have a chance to go to the hideaway, and Mora is pretty open about her sexuality. She talks about sucking dick all the time.
She's straight?
All the time.
A lot, yeah.
Hey, Moore, do you want some Cocoa Pops? Well, if I can't suck their dick,
You were talking about the time where Tommy, like, duck and weaves someone trying to kiss him.
Yeah.
That's Mora.
Dick.
Mora
dick,
is trying
dick,
to kiss
dick.
Him. And also, like, there's, like, a bit where he's, like, talking about the woman he's with, and Mora's like, oh, I see, okay. Does she fuck you as well as I would? And he's like,
Mommy!
It's you feel bad because Tommy's such just like a gentle soul, and you just want to pull him out of that. You just want to go, it's okay, pal. It's okay. Mean lady's gone.
She'll leave you alone.
Yeah, but yeah, there's a bit where that happens, and then the guy is talking to all the other guys, and she comes and she's like, oh, you're ready to go, and she gives a little seductive wink, and then he's like, let's see if she's all talk, and then she obviously gets very mad at him, and
There are points where it's like the in-betweeners when it's like, why won't you work? Just slap their dicks.
Well, it's interesting to see because depending on who ends up, like, people, they have different sex drives, they have different...
Computer drives.
Yeah.
Hard drives.
They have different drive-ins.
They have different drivers.
Different cars. They're different people, funnily enough.
What?
Yeah, but it's just interesting to see how they all interact and stuff. Because there's no... There is the always the underlying thing of you can't win the money unless you're in a couple. So there's always just the little, are they in it for the money or are they in it for...
Is there a couple
has there ever been twins on Love Island?
Don't know.
Oh.
Has there been couples that have won without banging?
I mean,
yeah, Christian Love Island.
The Mormon Bachelor. I think, like, you don't have to bang to win. You just need to be in a couple. But you get the feeling that, like, most of them bang.
You get bored.
Yeah. Well, the winners of this season, I don't know if they banged. Yeah.
Fucking Virgin Island.
Yeah. Am I right? I'm going to go watch rugby. Yeah, so I like it just because I feel like it's a bit... It's a modern reality show. There's a place for it.
Is it just like on for like a 2 week stretch?
Oh, you fucking wish. It goes for like months.
Years, yeah. So they just film every day.
Every day.
Just dailies.
Every day except Saturday.
Mate.
Because Saturdays are for the boys.
Yeah.
Because Saturdays are for fighting.
Bags of cans with the lads. Yeah, Saturday night's alright for fighting. I think it's just so they give a break because they're literally filmed like 24 hours a day.
No, like, I can't fuck anymore.
I just can't do it.
Need a day
and
off.
Then, of course, there's Ian Sterling.
Hello there, guys. Welcome to Love Island.
Who I've done a shoot with.
Oh, is he nice?
No, he wasn't there, but he did the voiceover for the food wastage shoot that I was in. Remember?
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, and it was Ian Sterling when he was doing the...
I bumped into him during the Fringe.
Did you actually?
Is that one of the...
Or is this another, like, Jack Hunter story where...
Yeah, I bumped into him at the Fringe.
Yeah, I bumped into him at a bus stop.
No, because he's at one of those, like, fucking critic review club things.
Oh, I thought... He was at one of those bars that has a bunch of dudes dancing and...
Don't know why I was there.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was just sitting in the corner of his laptop. I was like, what's up?
I genuinely don't know what he looks like, so I couldn't pick him out.
Just a guy, isn't he?
Yeah, I know his voice, though. But yeah, he's painfully unfunny. But it's so unfunny that it goes full circle and is funny again.
Oh.
Yeah.
Can you tell that he's reading a script, or...?
I mean, yeah.
Or was he just trying to improv it?
No, he does, like, sell it. The best jokes he does are just when, like, because there's sometimes where he, like, makes jokes... But the best jokes he does are, like, when he just makes fun of, like, weird editing choices that they do or something. Where it just points out that it's a reality show.
Does they ever just, like, slag on him? Like, ha-ha, you've got a wee dick. Also, they don't because they're all fucking hunks.
Yeah, they're... Well, just because they're hunks doesn't mean they can't have a wee dick.
Especially
now.
If they've been roided out.
Yeah, for right now, they probably have tiny dicks.
So you're saying if people are ugly, then they have big dicks? Because that doesn't work for me.
You're fucking beautiful.
Oh, fuck. Your mouth sounded like popcorn there. I did not like that.
I'll tell you as a compliment.
I wish the Come Dine With Me guy just did voiceover for every reality show.
Yeah, the Come Dine With Me guy is like top tier, S tier voiceover.
Reality show voiceover.
Ian Sterling's like B tier.
Yeah, Ian Sterling, I could beat him up. Come Dine With Me guy. I could beat him up, but like he'd say something afterwards.
He'd roast you.
What do I?
Hell, could come to cooking! Yeah, and the reason I'm doing Love Island right now is because not only is it fresh in my memory because I recently watched it, but I've been wanting to do Hell's Kitchen for like 5 seasons now, but it's off Netflix.
Is this on Netflix?
No, it's on a Prime. Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah.
Alright.
Or ITV Hub.
Or ITV Hub, which is also free.
So you just binge the whole thing?
Yeah, pretty much.
Is it every season?
Yes.
Excellent.
Interesting.
So altogether our season's like what, 40 hours or whatever?
Oh wait, it's like I'm gonna break this down. They had 57 episodes
of an hour each
roughly. Yeah, the last episode was an hour
so
and 50, a half. The last episode is feature length.
Fucking hell.
I will say this. I didn't like the last episode because it was the one that felt the most like reality show. Mm. Because it's live and they have like Caroline Flack there hosting it. You say that, Caroline Flack is my least favorite part of the show. Because she only comes in every now and again to like announce when like the public's been voting. But they always act as if she's some looming presence. Whereas when she's not there, you forget that she was even in
Caroline Flack. I only think of Randall Flack from like fucking, what's it, Pumpkinhead?
Sure.
Sure, Sean.
Okay.
But yeah, that it's pretty good.
It's V good?
It's V good. And it's not an anime, so you guys should be automatically on board.
You say that. You say that, Attack Attack wasn't an anime.
Ooh. Little drive-by there.
Yeah, fuck you, Connell. Connell, Mr. Oh, I hate myself.
Sad one. Anyway, we're going to be watching the first two episodes. Because even though we've learned the lesson of pilots, you kind of need the pilot to get the context for everyone.
Did we watch the pilot of The Bachelor?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we did.
Well,
we,
it's not the pilot, because it was like...
Of that season?
No.
It's not. It's a reality...
Because that's not what a pilot is.
Yeah, reality shows don't have pilots.
No, they probably do have pilots. They probably have like a...
A test,
yeah.
Yeah. But, like, a pilot episode is, like, series one, episode one, maybe episode zero. You can't have, like, okay, I'm going to have a series five
Sorry,
pilot.
Did we watch the first episode of that season of The Bachelor?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, we're going to watch episodes one and two, because you'll get introduced to...
The characters.
Because he said
the
pilot.
Characters. Tommy is probably the main character, if this is a show. Tommy Fury is the main character.
This is an anime.
This is a big break.
I'm going to make a Love Island anime opening. It's going to happen.
Yeah, do something, at least, for the social media. You know?
I will.
Can't have just me drawing moons all the time.
But yeah, so we're going to watch the first two episodes. Anything else? What are your thoughts?
I'm ready to wank.
I'm ready to watch. No, you're not doing that here.
Where are we?
My couch. The Shadow Realm.
We've been kicked out.
We're the three guys that they fucking let them go to another place, and it's just us recording a
podcast.
Right, hey!
Oh, hey, welcome to the Shadow Realm.
Take a seat.
Shadow Realm, Doom Dimension, what, all the other ones. Does Beyblade have one?
What's the one that's in Superman?
Like the... Negative Zone?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Man, I'm fucking... That's where you're from, Connell.
Yeah.
Is it the Phantom Zone?
Maybe the
Phantom Zone, yeah.
Negative Zone, that's where Connell's from. Yeah. It's a fucking cuck. Good night.
We'll see.
Stopping the episode right there.
Yeah, we'll catch you on the flip.
Side. Oh, wait, was that a yes?
Yeah, we never even answered.
Yeah. I mean, I said yeah.
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 Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, awesome.
No, catch you.
Let's watch some episodes. Catch you on the flip.
Fuck.
Who would you like to couple up with?
I'm going to choose Amber.
Oh, yay!
She's absolutely my type.
Off you go.
Hi, how are you doing? You alright? Nice to meet you, girl.
Hey.
It's nice to be picked, right?
Yeah, it's nice to be picked. Thank you.
Fair enough. It is what it is.
That's my favourite vegetarian option. So we just watched Love Island.
Yeah, we did.
So I'll give you a bit of like context for some of the things you saw set up there.
Yeah, we watched the first two episodes.
Yes. So we saw mostly the big thing in the two episodes there is Tommy and Curtis come in and they kind of shake things up. And that's the first shaking up in the villa. But so Curtis pairs up with Amy. And you know how earlier I mentioned Casa Amor, where the girls and the boys split up and they just go with a completely new group of girls and boys. When they come back, all the girls are really worried that the boys have maybe found someone new. And Amy is specifically worried because she's never been in a relationship before. And she comes back and Curtis hasn't picked someone, but he did fancy someone.
Oh.
And they've been together. They stay together for almost the half till like halfway through the show. And then he just dumps her and breaks her heart. And she leaves like of her own accord. And it's well sad.
Amy.
It's well sad.
Fuck you, Curtis.
Yeah, and everyone hates Curtis because of it.
Good.
Yeah.
Is that why you said he's fat, even though he's just...
Yeah.
You just make fun of him.
Because fuck Curtis.
You fat fuck.
But Tommy, on the other hand, so Tommy and Lucy got paired up there. So Lucy and Joe like each other. I think Joe leaves before Lucy does, but Lucy stays for a while. Mm-hmm. But then Lucy leaves as well.
Hope Joe leaves as soon as possible.
Yeah, Joe's a little bitch. But Tommy actually, a new girl comes in a couple episodes later, and Tommy likes her, and they couple up.
Moira.
And no, Molly May, she's called.
Oh.
Yeah, and they stay together throughout the whole show, and they're still together now, and they're easily the best couple in the show. Because they're just lovely. Just a lovely, lovely couple.
Eagle.
Curtis' favourite sex position is the eagle. Yeah, so Sean's apparently.
It's not my favourite, it's just...
Top five.
I mean, yeah. Maybe
it's
top three.
It's the one that's, like, easy.
Yeah.
Like, it's not a picture, that's a picture of a cat dressed as a monkey eating a banana. What if cat, but banana? Ooh.
Ooh.
But, like, the eagle isn't even... It's just missionary, but the dude...
Yeah.
What if missionary, but dude.
It reminds me of that sketch that College Humor did a while ago where they're like, oh, what's your favorite sexual position? And the guy's like, mine's cowgirl. And the girl's like, mine's missionary. And the guy's like, of course it is. No one likes to do work. Anyway, yeah, what did you think?
Yeah, I'm quite invested in it.
Yeah, it has a weird way of grabbing you, doesn't it?
Like, I don't know what it is. It's just... I don't know if it's just so simple, but it's just, I can just eat, it's junk food.
Yeah.
They just stick it on the background, I'm like, yes, I want to see this, but I can do other stuff along the way.
Well, like, since that, now that we start watching it, what do you want to see now? Like,
next episode.
Yeah.
Ninjas.
Well, why do you want to see it? You want to see what Joe does. You want to see what, if Joe goes full Joker.
I'm still waiting for the spiders.
And if the spiders come.
Or when the gun appears. The box of the gun.
There's a box on the other side of the villa. Only one person can open it. Sharif, go see what's in there.
I've got a text!
I've got a gun!
Sharif, do it.
Do it, Sharif.
With one bullet, don't fuck it up.
Hey, it is what it is.
Yeah, it is what it is. Sharif's signature phrase. Hey, it is what it is. Kills everyone.
Not for Michael. Michael's cool.
Michael's
cool. They fucking
chill. Oh, showed. Yeah. Okay, so, like...
Michael and his beer.
Yeah. Where'd you get... Yeah, so Michael also has a pretty interesting heart. So Michael and Amber get together. But then, again, during Castle Moore, Michael finds another girl and he actually recouples with her. So when Amber comes back, Michael is with another woman. And it's mad awkward, you know?
My favourite is Callum.
Callum's boring. Everyone who's listening to this who has seen Love Island is probably going, who the fuck is Callum?
Exactly.
Because he's so bad.
His acting is terrible.
I genuinely forgot he was in it until we started watching it, because he's just fucking awful.
I'm surprised he's not left yet.
Yeah, I think he leaves
next episode. Episode,
yeah, I think he leaves next episode. And it's so... There are, like, recouplings where people have to leave, and you're like, well, I wonder who it's going to be, because it could be between these two and these two, blah, blah, blah. But when the first one happens, you're like, it's Callum. He's going.
Yeah, he's like, so, he's like an energy vampire. He's like...
Yeah, he is.
He's like the Colin of the show. So, if you don't mind me asking, how old are you? Oh, that's interesting. 26. 28.
From Wales.
So, I'm from Wales. I'm a place called Llandoggan. You know Cardiff?
He is. He's an energy fan. Did you hear the conversation he had with Amber Amber was like, yeah, I think I have one of those faces that can pull off any sunglasses.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he's like, yeah, me too. And she just goes, no. It's so bad to watch.
Maybe he gets kicked off the show and then he does a Joker.
Yeah, Callum's the Joker. He's too boring to be the Joker.
I want to hear about this Ovi guy.
Ovi?
Yeah,
Ovi's great.
Fuck is he?
So Ovi, again, he's like one of the new dudes in Casa Amor. And Anna couples up with him, like I said. But then Anna kind of goes back to the person she was with before. And Ovi's kind of left on his own for a while. But he becomes friends with Amber.
Mm-hmm.
And that kind of keeps him in because she and Michael start fighting about halfway through. So when she doesn't want to be with Michael. When Michael recouples with someone, she picks Ovi to be in a couple with. So that keeps Ovi there for a while. But they never, ever have a relationship. They're just friends when they make it clear that they are. And then near the end, I think like 2 weeks near the end, a girl comes in and Ovi really likes her and they stay together and they go to the final. And they're still together.
So they win.
Yeah.
So, like, watching the show just makes me think that I want to be on it, but just as me.
Yeah, it makes you just want to kind of fuck with it a little bit.
Yeah. Because it's so just controlled, but it also seems like a nice place.
Yeah, I don't think there's like...
I also realise I do not fit the mould for what they...
Somebody's just on holiday there. Oh, never knew we're having guest rooms.
Yeah, you just live there and you're like, hey!
Honey, meet the neighbours.
Yeah.
We got a couple up. I'll choose. No, you wait for them to step forward. Oh, do I?
Oh.
Cool. Step forward. Cool. Oh, still go with Lucy.
I was going to pick
we
Lucy.
We had a chat about Ouija boards.
I fucking love Ouija boards.
Do you have kids as well? Because we got some with us.
Come in.
It'd be nice if there's someone to play with.
There is a challenge that they do where they have to take care of like a fake baby for a day.
Oh, damn.
Montez Ford would be good at that. Diddly.
Oh. Yeah, what do you think, Sean? Did you say? As you eat your dry toast.
as opposed to wet toast?
Hmm?
Is that what you would call? I guess.
You want wet bread.
Just doing it.
You ball it up and just eat it as like a ball.
Sounds lovely. Connell.
Yeah. I concur.
To what?
Toast.
To ball bread.
No, that's not what we're talking about.
Yeah, I'm still there.
Yeah, Sean, I still don't know if you said yes or not.
So is that yes?
Again, can I have an Oreo? Or, I'm eating the Oreo and you've still not said yes.
I'm going to assume it's a...
Since I'm eating it and you've not said anything, I assume it's okay to have the Oreo.
Okay, I'm
having... Hey!
Okay, I'm having another.
Yeah, no, I'm interested. I think that like it'd be cool to kind of like watch it when it comes back on.
Yeah, and like
come back on.
That.
The only thing that's upsetting me is the fact that it's not a winter edition. But,
so. Yeah, that was like both of those episodes are pretty chill, so like that's kind of the standard. But like every now and then things explode with Anna. It's Anna. She always explodes. She's a bitch.
She is the chaotic neutral.
No, she's chaotic. She's chaotic evil. Yeah, sorry. Like definitely. I would say Anton is chaotic neutral.
What a guy.
Yeah.
Cool guy.
Despite being coupled, just decides to be like...
Just going to chat to this other girl. Hey,
you know, I fancy you, you know.
Hey, just being honest.
Yeah. Hey, like I said, he's very good at being nice about it, because he never offends anyone in it.
So, who's the biggest Roy Magoo, and why is it Michael?
It is Michael, yeah. He looks like the most...
You have the most fridge-like fucking...
Yeah, he's...
Anton, nah, I think Anton looks just clean.
Well, he does own a gym, so he probably...
Yeah, I think he's either really clean or snorts crack on weekends.
He's a good Scottish boy.
Good Scottish lad.
Nah, he's fucking... My mum shows my arse.
Yeah, so Anton, like I said, he has a rough ride, but eventually...
But then his mum comes in?
A girl called Belle comes in, who he couples up with, and she shaves his bum for him. You see it.
Oh, the arse hair?
Yeah. You see the shaving in process.
Man.
It is. It's gross. But hey, that's entertainment.
That's television.
Yeah, that's television.
Man, I was won over by... I was won over by Tommy, like, right away in that intro pack. Like, I think we deserve an intro pack.
Yeah.
Like the... Bum, 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 ba-da, dun, 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 dun. Like, turn around to the camera.
Pictures of us going on behind us and stuff.
No, that was my favourite fucking bit that we did at the start. Where I can't remember what was that.
Lucy,
oh,
no, Lucy.
Is that my arse? I was like, wait, is that... Is that me? Am I dying in that one?
Am I an old woman?
Am I being stabbed?
Yo, that one's a picture of, like, right now, but it's, like, live video of, like, someone and they're holding a knife. Turns around to, like, look at it. I'm fucking sick.
So do you just want us to be e-boys? Fucking...
Yeah.
We're just doing, like, a lot of visual shit right now.
So much visual shit.
E-boy things. That's just it.
Yeah, Google it. So, two?
Yeah.
Four? I feel like Kieran would like this as well, so I'm counting him as an auxiliary yes.
No, you can't.
So this game works.
Yeah, I can't be like, well, I think a couple more pounds and like attack, so...
I can tell you... Like,
so, 14?
5,000 fans like attack on their Facebook page, so fuck you.
Love Island.
That was also something I forgot to mention. Whenever they kiss, it's always really loud.
Good night, everybody.
Bye.
And if you weren't listening, that was an episode of Get On My Level.
If you want to keep up to date with all the things we're doing, be sure to like our Facebook page and follow us on Twitter at Get On My Level PC. The PC stands for podcast. There's also our personal Twitters. I'm at Mike Hind.
I'm at Connell Wood.
And I'm at a bistro right now.
Why?
And remember to rate us and review us and subscribe on your podcasting app. And if you have any suggestions of a future episode that we could do, drop us a message.
And remember, folks, the internet's a scary place. So stay safe and stay happy. That wasn't as nice as before, was it?
Fuck you.
I don't know if you heard how bewildered that guy was.
I heard you talk to chicken.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know if you heard how bewildered the Uber Eats guy was. He's just like, just one naan. I'm like, yep. I've already had my chicken. I just need the naan. And like his face was like, just one, yeah.
Just one
naan.
Stop
judging me. Okay, I'm just going to get the naan bread out.
Okay.
Just one naan.
Just one naan.
Mate, that's a whole fucking retirement hall of naans.
That is a big naan.
Oh.
You call my naan big? Fuck, man. Mate, you may listen to this.
Yo, what the fuck, man? I thought you were cool.
Mate, you may get that shit on your naan.
Clear as hell.
Oh, fuck me, my forehead stings.
Stop talking.
Anyway, that shit slaps, bro.
Anyway, what were you saying? There you go.
There you go.
Make a wish.
Blow on it.
Spit on it.
I hope I don't have to suck your dick again. No. Wish. Fuck.
Blowjob sounds are fucking horrible.
Yeah. Yeah, I just have to put the video on mute.
Should see what it feels like.
Yeah, whenever a girl goes down on me.
Stop.
That's horrible.
Whenever I'm going down on a girl, it's just like...
Wait a minute. I'm going to put earphones on while you do it.
Just like, listen to
I see bananas in my...
Just like got AirPods in, like, where are you?
I'm so sorry.
What, you finished? Yeah, that's fucking sick. What? No, doesn't even recognize that he's... No, when you accidentally knock on that fucking, like, yeah, oh, it just takes some time.
Just takes some time.
If you're listening,
whoa,
whoa. Are you nutting or are you singing along to something? I don't know anymore.
Even I don't know.
When he gets that drop on a fucking...
Quicksand by no. Story so far. Why are you pointing so much at me?
Dr. Dre comes on and you do the rap.
No, or if
don't rap, just do the hands.
Or if you're a fuckboy, you're just doing rap hands the whole time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is the blowjob funny? Yo, that's fucking sick. Yo, let me get a shot of that.
I'm sucking your dick. Wait, what?
Can I fuck that? You are.
I mean, we're gonna get to yeah. There.
It's fucking sick. That's lit, bro.
I'm just messing. I don't want to.
Well, I'm like, I'm hitting it from the back and I'm just like drawing with crayons. I don't know why.
On her back.
Yeah.
Not even on paper.
I don't know why I took it to that level of me sounding like a 4-year-old.